NBC Monitor News, brought to you by Rambler 63, the most beautiful new Rambler ever built. On display at your Rambler dealers now. Here is Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News.
Hurricane Daisy is now smashed into Nova Scotia, uprooting trees and knocking down power lines. She is carrying winds up to 80 miles an hour. Earlier, a hurricane watch was posted along the coast of Maine as Daisy threatened that area. The Boston Weather Bureau now says, however, that the alert has been discontinued along the coast. Astronaut Walter Schirra has returned home to Houston, Texas, where he got a hero's welcome. Our latest spaceman will hold a news conference later this evening, which will be carried on NBC. Cairo Radio has reported that troops and planes of the revolutionary regime of Yemen are fighting a pitched battle against Saudi Arabian forces on Yemen's northern frontier. The king of Saudi Arabia is reportedly backing an effort to restore the throne of Yemen toppled by the rebels 10 days ago. President Kennedy has wound up his weekend of political campaigning sooner than expected because of the weather. The president was to have taken a helicopter from the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul to St. Cloud, Minnesota, to address a Democratic rally. But because of pouring rain, the flight had to be canceled, and the president spoke to the Democrats by telephone. He then got aboard his jet and headed for Washington. I'll have more news in just a moment.
For 1963, a totally new Rambler, a totally new shape in automobiles. Rambler 63, the new shape of quality, completely, beautifully new. Dynamic new lines, exciting lines. Curved glass side windows to hush the wind. Rambler 63. This is the one to see, the most beautiful new Rambler ever built. Looks longer, but it isn't. 3 inches lower, but easier to step in and out. And there's a beautiful new sense of spaciousness inside. A beautifully balanced new ride. Rambler 63, the new shape of quality. See it, drive it, Rambler 63. At your Rambler dealers, now.
Once again, Bill Fitzgerald.
From Havana, NBC newsman John Levachek reports that James Donovan, the New York attorney negotiating for the release of the Bay of Pigs prisoners, has left Cuba for Miami. Levachek says Donovan will stay in Havana at least a day to wrap up details of the prisoner exchange. Then he will return to Havana to give the Castro government assurances that the exchange will take place without a hitch. There is no confirmation yet that Donovan has arrived in Miami, nor is there word of the financial arrangements for the prisoner's ransom. Cuban President Dorticos addresses the United Nations in New York tomorrow. He's expected to deliver a blistering attack against the United States, and particularly against President Kennedy's plan to impose strict shipping embargoes to cut off strategic cargoes from going into Cuba. Dorticos met with Algerian Premier Ben Bella in New York today, but newsmen were barred from the conference. It's speculated they talked of Ben Bella's coming trip to Havana to meet with Fidel Castro. And the leading Japanese shipping company says it will stop a freighter service now serving Cuba. Company officials say the action will be taken to comply with President Kennedy's move to prohibit foreign ships carrying strategic goods to Cuba from anchoring at American ports. Governor William Quinn of Hawaii defeated Lieutenant Governor James Kealoha in the new state's Republican primary. Quinn won the hard-fought battle by some 8,000 votes. He now faces John A. Burns, a former territorial delegate to Congress who won the Democratic nomination. Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News, New York.
Here's a Monitor sports note. At Longchamp's racetrack in Paris today, Carrie Back could finish no better than 10th in the running of the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, Europe's richest horse race. The winner was Soltikoff. Monad was second, and Val de Loire was third. Carry Back, America's lone entry in the race, was a heavy favorite and stayed in contention until the turn for home. There, the heavy bunching of the 24 horses in the race hurt his chances.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting. thing too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for this beer and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with the beer and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Orchestra and Alexander's Ragtime Band. Now it's Monitor Comedy Time. With Mike Nichols and Elaine May. If you've never been to a Washington cocktail party, you've never met a real international name dropper. And you've never known that the little things are the important parts of international relations. Let's listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I've taken your drink.
Oh, no. My pleasure. Can I get you one of your own?
Oh, no, thank you. Here's mine. This is yours. Sorry.
Are you connected with one of the embassies here in Washington?
My husband is, yes.
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 It's a happy party.
It is a happy party, and it's such a relief after the strain of those endless sessions.
It is a relief. It is. I think they're relieved all over the world.
Yes.
De Gaulle told me when I was in Paris that he feels that, I mean, just personally among leaders, that there's such an easing of tension.
Yes, there has been an enormous easing of tension all over, despite everything.
Yes.
The tension is easier, and I think that's the most important thing.
Oh, of course.
No, no matter what happens, if you can relax with it, it will work itself out.
I always say, if Macmillan drinks his milk, we don't have a thing to worry about.
How very rich you are. I must remember that. Yeah. If Macmillan drinks his milk, that's marvelous, marvelous. It is wonderful, wonderful.
It's not the first time I said it to Jack Kennedy last night.
Did he laugh?
Yes, well, he had a wonderful sense of humor.
Yes, he does. Despite everything, he still has a sense of humor.
Yes, that's right.
I think it's so important.
Oh, well, you have to keep your sense of humor about you.
Yes, if you can laugh at the world will laugh with you.
Absolutely. Yes. I tried to make that clear to Khrushchev, and I...
But he has no sense of humor.
But
he might in his own language, you know. But it's so hard
to... It is a peasant sense of humor.
Yes, that's very good. That's a very good point, because it is a peasant sense of humor.
And
that it's so Russian.
It's a peasant.
Yes. It's very good.
Yes.
Very good. Yes, I'm going to remember that. Are you at the embassy?
No, I do Mrs. Kennedy's hair.
Why, I didn't recognize you. Oh, I'm all a flutter. I had no idea I was talking to a celebrity.
There's only a hair's difference between him and a real diplomat. Mike Nichols and Elaine May are regulars on Monitor Comedy Time.
This is Monitor, your weekend traveling companion on NBC Radio.
Bill Hayes continuing with Monitor 62.